And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. If they were just one combined form of some city-county government, Boone, Canton, and Campbell counties make up the third most populous city in Kentucky with nearly 300,000 people. But it lacks the statewide influence of Louisville and Lexington, and its voter turnout is historically dismal. And by the way, my math was off. It should have been closer to 400,000 people, I think, when you combine the populations of those three counties. So 400,000 people, which would make it larger than Lexington and the second most populous city in Kentucky. My apologies for that. A new effort called Vote for NKY launched this fall with the hope of turning out more voters. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it, our Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Public Affairs, Kristen Baldwin. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
And we also have with us Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance President and CEO, Karen Finan. Karen, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you, Michael.
Northern Kentucky, we want to hear from you. Why don't you vote enough? 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and get some of those into the show as well. Kristen, this was an initiative that seemed to emerge from the Chamber of Commerce. Tell us what you were seeing that motivated the organization to try to do something about it.
So we felt at the Northern Kentucky Chamber from the business community, we felt as if we didn't have enough influence in Frankfort and in Washington, D.C. So we went back through, tried to figure out how could our influence be greater and stronger in those two areas. And so we went back and looked at the voter turnout was historically extremely low in Northern Kentucky. So what could we do as a business community to increase our voter turnout? And so that's where this initiative led.
Okay, so this is a pretty big undertaking because when we say low voter turnout, we're not talking about 35% or even 25%. We're talking low two-figure numbers here.
Single digits. There was one election recently where we had 9% come out and vote in the recent elections. So we look at statewide, out of 120 counties, we were ranking about 110th, 111th in some recent elections.
And it's got to be all the more disappointing because on a lot of metrics that are important to business interests and community interests, the metrics are good for Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties. The incomes are higher than usual. The education typically higher than other counties across Kentucky. The quality of life is high in these three counties. But for some reason, they're not engaged civically. So how do you get to the root of this?
So it's all about culture, and you've hit the nail on the head on there. What can we do as a culture, as a community, to make sure that we're in promoting as much as we can voter turnout? And the civics teacher in you wants to say that it's important to vote and what you should be doing to vote. But what can we be doing as a business community to, one, just to let people know that there is an election coming up? I mean, sometimes in May, you know, in that primary, we're not even on the same primary schedule as Ohio. So as a lot of our viewers, we're listening to the Cincinnati media market. And so a lot of times the Cincinnati media market is not talking about Kentucky politics, not talking about Kentucky elections that are upcoming. So what can we do as a business community to really increase that presence and that awareness?
There is some dynamic evidence that media coverage is playing a role in impacting Northern Kentucky's voter turnout. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment. I do want to note that our Bill Reinhart, your WVXU reporter and host of All Things Considered here, reports today that Boone County this morning says it's expecting between 32% and 35% turnout for this general election.
Great.
We should note this has some statewide implications. All of the constitutional offices are up for grabs, from governor to attorney general, secretary of state, agriculture commissioner. Boone County also has a county clerk's race to consider. Kenton County is expected to be around 20% tomorrow, and Campbell County is predicting 25% turnout. So how do those stack up, Kristen, compared to 4 years ago in the general election for governor?
So 4 years ago in the general election, we saw, you know, it was extremely low in that one. You know, again, we're going very, very low in kind of the 100th, you know, 101st out of 120 counties. Last primary, even looking at it, was like 13% to 12% in voter turnout. So statewide is about 31%. So if we could be the statewide average, that would be great. But again, those 20s is just extremely disappointing. So we're encouraging everyone to try to tell your neighbors. You've seen a lot of signs around the region that just simply say vote Tuesday. It's not saying who to vote for. It's just simply reminding people that there is a vote to come up tomorrow. Elections are open.
Karen Finan is the president and CEO of the Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance. And am I correct in suggesting that that organization is the continuation of some prior efforts and some other names that we might know, such as Skyward and Forward Quest and which one am I forgetting?
Vision 2015.
Yes. So once 2015 was passing, they decided to rebrand. And now you're the Regional
Alliance.
Now
we're the Regional Alliance. We're moving into our third year now. And this is a group of highly dedicated, energetic members of the business community, all presidents and CEOs from around the region, who really have a vested interest in our community. They want to see us move forward through transformational projects that make sense for the community. And so taking that energy, that talent, those resources, banding together to identify what those initiatives might be, along with a vision for where do we want to take this community? What should it look like in 10 years? And so there's a lot of energy around those efforts in health, education, community vibrancy, and job growth.
Well, we just heard Kristen Baldwin from the Chamber of Commerce talk about how it was noticed that the region's influence in Frankfurt, the state capital, and Washington, D.C., obviously the nation's capital, isn't as strong as it could be. And you wrote in a column recently that there is an effort to bring some physical representation of Northern Kentucky to Frankfurt. You're building a home or something. What are you doing?
Right, right. We are a significant part of the Cincinnati MSA. We're also a significant part of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Yet I think oftentimes we're underrepresented. And part of that is because we are so decentralized, as Kristen pointed out. And so one of the things we've undertaken is the renovation of a home at 418 Capitol Avenue. It is literally within walking distance to the Capitol. And we intend to use this location to strategize, to unify, to speak with one voice on issues of importance to Northern Kentucky. And so now there's not any reason to not be physically present, to not be physically at the table or in the Capitol through this one effort, through this 1NKY effort.
And yeah, that's what you're calling it. You're calling it 1NKY.
1NKY Frankfurt, yes.
And then there's also an effort to do some 1NKY construction possibly closer to home.
Closer in into Covington. Over the past year, we have worked with the 7 growth organizations within Northern Kentucky, the Chamber, Triad, South Bank, Catalytic Fund, Horizon Fund, the Ad District, Meet NKY, and then, of course, the Regional Alliance. And we've been working as presidents and CEOs of those growth organizations to bring our strategies together, but also look at the shared resources. How can we do more with less? How can we be more efficient? So plans are underway for a potential building in Covington that would be the 1NKY headquarters that would house our regional growth organizations.
And this site that is identified is close to the riverfront, right by the county parking garage.
At the foot of the suspension bridge.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've seen the rendering. Mm-hmm. It sort of looks like a smaller Ascent. People know the Ascent building, certainly, but some of the same, I guess, aesthetics.
Right. It's planned to be a signature building that speaks to the narrative of Northern Kentucky. It's also a growth message, and it's a combination message within the Cincinnati MSA. How do we work closely? How do we work together? And so, again, the growth organizations would be in the same building. They would share resources and hopefully align our strategies to make sense for the growth of Northern Kentucky.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking with Kristen Baldwin of the Chamber of Commerce. She's the Vice President of Public Affairs there in Northern Kentucky. Also with us is Karen Finan, the Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance President and CEO. Karen, let me just ask you a couple of follow-ups about those plans in Frankfurt and in Covington. One, the idea that a physical building in Frankfurt will better influence other legislators from across the state on Northern Kentucky's needs. How is that more effective than the fact that we actually have legislators from Northern Kentucky who are in those chambers supposedly doing this work on our behalf?
I think this is the influence. This is the working together and the alignment through our growth organizations and through individuals who have interest in specific initiatives. I think so often we are not in Frankfurt as other communities are. This facility will be the first of its kind for any type of municipality to have. There are other trade associations that are present in Frankfurt on that street, but we'll be the first municipality. So I think that's very positive for our community.
And Kristen, let me address this follow-up question to you about the 1NKY opportunity in Covington at the foot of the suspension bridge. Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce is one of the growth organizations that was identified by Karen as possibly being in this. We heard the Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance, the Catalytic Fund, the Horizon Community Funds, Triad, South Bank.
Meet NKY.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of organizations that I think if you went out into the community, knocked on some doors and asked just random citizens of the community, what does this organization do? What does that organization do? you wouldn't get very good answers.
They wouldn't be able to recite our mission statement?
I don't think they wouldn't be able to recite your mission statement, identify the key players who are part of it, and know what the impact has been on their lives.
Yeah.
So by putting all of them in one building, what are you accomplishing in that respect?
To make sure they know that they're Kentuckians. I mean, one thing that we've talked about, this voter initiative and this Get Out the Vote campaign, is the fact that most people that live in Northern Kentucky don't identify themselves as Kentuckians. So what can we do? They identify themselves as Cincinnatians. So what can we do to bring more Kentucky to Northern Kentucky? That's part of the Bourbon Initiative that's been taking place with Meeting KY has been doing with the Beeline, with Churchill Downs coming up to take over Turfway Park. That's another one. We've got horses and bourbon taken care of. So what are we doing as Northern Kentuckians to make us more a part of the state of Kentucky and ownership of that one? Part of what I think the future of one in KY is that brand identity. We've seen that a lot of other communities of identifying ourselves as one brand, as one region. And I think one in KY, as it develops and gets stronger and stronger, we're going to have a really good message to go out there and be really proud of. We are a part of Northern Kentucky as one in KY.
And I think that the reason that a lot of the organizations that we all represent have a hard time gaining traction with just rank and file Northern Kentuckians is the fact that you just mentioned. It's that we are the greater Cincinnati area, right? So Northern Kentucky is encompassed in that. They're thought of that way, certainly downstate. And of course,
don't say that downstate.
You don't like downstate?
No, it's demeaning. It's if you're physically looking down upon the rest of the state.
It's directional. Come on, let's not be so sensitive. You got to go down 75 to get to Frankfort.
The rest of Kentucky would disagree with you. But okay.
Well, would they?
They would.
What do they say to us? That's offensive. They call us Cincinnatians.
I don't think this is as offensive as downstate, though. But I'm serious. But when you use
every
the term,
time somebody wins the regional basketball title, the ninth region basketball title, what do they say? They chant Rupp Arena, Rupp Arena. Mm-hmm. We're going downstate.
Yes, but to the rest of the state, it feels as if that we are maybe above, or that they may be beneath us as citizens. I know it's directional.
Oh my goodness, that's just pure geography. Are we being penalized for where hundreds of years before have placed Northern Kentuckians?
I just caution you with the phrase downstate.
My goodness, I could certainly have used more offensive language, I think, than just a direction.
That may get
but
a call.
I won't.
May get a call about people.
But here in our last moments together, I do want to ask a question. I do not mean it to be self-serving, because I'll disclose, you know, for listeners who may not know, that I do own a newspaper in Northern Kentucky called the River City News. And then I certainly have a competitor over there that does a nice job as well, the Northern Kentucky Tribune. But we are not comprehensive newspapers in Northern Kentucky. We do our best, both of us respectively do our best in trying to cover Northern Kentucky issues, government, and day-to-day news. But since the Kentucky Post went away on the last day of 2007, Northern Kentucky has not had a full comprehensive newspaper to call its own. And there was a research paper produced in 2011 by a couple of researchers at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis that specifically analyzed the impact on elections post-post.
Mm-hmm.
They found that relatively fewer people ran for office after the Post closed in the place where the Post was more important. Our Cincinnati listeners who maybe didn't consider the Cincinnati Post to be that important because the Inquirer had gained more clout over here, don't understand how important the Kentucky Post was to Northern Kentucky. So the number of candidates are down. The incumbent advantage rose after the Post closed. So if you were already in office, you had a better chance of being reelected without being challenged. And campaign spending. Candidates spent relatively less money on their campaigns after the Post closed. And that is attributed to the fact that these races were probably less competitive, and also that a lot of candidates could not get any traction, could not get name ID. Karen, you're from the Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance, where you're president and CEO. When you're sitting with those very smart and talented business people who make up the crux of your organization, how much do they consider a lack of proper media coverage to be one of the main culprits in this competitive disadvantage you see?
I think it's definitely a factor. And I think as we look at strategies to leverage the greater Cincinnati media market, I think Northern Kentucky can integrate itself much more aggressively, but also take control of its own destiny. What are we going to do to increase that? You know, just like with any business decision, the media strategy is very important. And the message is not just within the Cincinnati MSA, an extremely important part of our success, but also the message to Frankfort, because it's not just Cincinnati that we don't get coverage in, but in other parts of Kentucky. And so along the way, we need a strategy to leverage what we have here in this media market, as well as throughout the state.
But what about the coverage of Northern Kentucky in Northern Kentucky? For people, you know, this wasn't to insult your organizations. My question's about whether rank-and-file people know about you. It's the fact that when have they had the opportunity to get to know you, right? So, like, I know that tonight, after I work my full shift here, I will be working for the River City News. I'm going to cover a Fort Mitchell City Council meeting because that's what I do to make sure that people know what's happening in that town. Tomorrow, I'll be at the Covington City Commission meeting. You know, we're doing our best to do that, but it's still not comprehensive. So you don't necessarily even know what's going outside your back door, much less what's happening in Frankfurt. So, Kristen, when you at the chamber are looking at this issue, how important has media coverage been in the conversations?
Absolutely. It's huge. It's huge. We've got to have people that are covering the news. And it's not just the traditional news. It's the other types of news as well. But even the way, the method that people are getting the information. So we talked about 2007 when the Post folded, that was the traditional way to get the media. Now we're onto social media. What can we do to promote your existing news organizations to share that out? But as you know, with the algorithms, that only certain people are getting that one. So we talk a lot about inside the bubble or chamber information we're sharing. We're sharing it to our select audience and our business community. So we feel as if they are well informed about what we're working on. But we only have a certain, we love to cover every single business in the Kentucky region, but unfortunately not all of them are members of the chamber. You're welcome to join the chamber if you'd like to. But how do we share that message with everybody? And so that's very difficult to get to, but we've been supportive of your efforts and with the Tribune's efforts as well, but it's still not enough. So how do we get that? How do we continue to push that out one? By the way, thank you for your election coverage of the debate last week. It was very comprehensive, you know, live tweeting out there. There was a lot of great information. You got a lot of news that came out there. I think part of our Get Out the Vote efforts we've been trying to do over the past 2 months, the debate was one of those. We were very instrumental at the chamber of getting that debate on NKU's campus. Look at all the news that came out of that debate. Had we not had that debate, do you think anyone would be covering the news?
It completely changed the narrative of the race in Northern Kentucky, with the conversation about the Brent Spence Bridge. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct about that. And I noticed that the reporters from, dare I say, downstate did not pick up on how important that was up here. I know we have to go. I want to quickly ask you, Kristen, what impact on voter turnout up here do we expect President Trump's visit to have? He's in Lexington today.
He's in Lexington as both campaigns have been working their various bases to generate excitement. I think he will definitely be in the news cycle today and tomorrow, which will help both sides to get out the vote.
And also quickly, kids voting. Northern Kentucky is something that's exciting. Kids can accompany their parents or an adult to the poll.
They can. At every Kenton and Campbell County precinct, they will have this. They will have the option to vote as well, and in some of the Boone County sites as well.
Okay, they'll be asked about dueling. They'll be asked about military service being required and whether they feel safe in school, as well as picking the candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. Always fun to read the outcomes of those. I want to thank Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Public Affairs Kristen Baldwin and Northern Kentucky Regional Alliance President and CEO Karen Finan for joining us. Thank you both very much.
Thank
for being
you, Michael.
Here. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.